Welcome to the Hype Sports Innovation Podcast. We are here sharing with you some of our great Hype alumni. And today I've got Vladislav Kuznetsov from Footbot on the line. Welcome, Vlad.
Hello. I'm happy to be here today.
Great to have you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Siberia. It's the center of the Russia, Novosibirsk city.
Yeah, also known for being extremely cold, right?
Yes, but now it's summer, so it's about plus 20 degrees. So we enjoy this short period of warm.
I love it. Well, like I said, welcome. Really looking forward to speaking with you today. You know, for those who aren't aware, Footbot is a Hype Spin Accelerator program alumni, having completed our program in Ukraine. And so, Vlad, maybe you should tell the audience a little bit about the company and what you guys are doing.
The main product of our company is Footbot robotic training system. So standing inside a tight cycle in the middle of the cage of Footbot, the players must control and pass the ball through switching illuminating gates. Football system and software produce a deep analytical report. We know all about speed and performance of the player, and controlling the progress and reflecting on the strengths, abilities, and weaknesses. So it's very complex system which connecting hardware, software, and analytical features.
Fantastic. And talk to me a little bit about, you know, the moment where Footbot was created. Was there a specific problem you were facing, or was it maybe something you had experienced in the market? Take me back to the very, very beginning.
Our company was founded in 2015 in Siberia. It's the center of Russian science, and many people called it Silicon Forest. So in 2016 we entered the market, and we have our first Footbot and made first sales to football club Krasnodar. It's one of the best team in Russian Premier League. After trying Footbot for 6 months, they like it so much and bought two more Footbots. So now there are three systems integrated in their everyday training process, and the youth academy training with Footbot every day, and first team too.
Yeah. Fantastic. And obviously, as I mentioned before, having graduated from the Spin Accelerator program, tell me a little bit about some of maybe the recent news or developments that you've had with the company.
One great news from our customer, Football Club Krasnodar, just yesterday, they, for the first time in the club's history, became they entered to Champions League. So they finished Russian League in second or third place. It depends on the last game, but they are guaranteed Champions League participant next year. And we are very proud and to share this success with them. And it's important to mention that five players from Youth Academy is playing in this team. And so it's a great news. Also, we opened Footbot in our city a few months ago. It's very interesting project because any player from our city can use it. Not depends which team he belongs. He just can come to football and get the highly innovative tech training like best players in the world are doing now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations on the news. That's very exciting. And I'm sure there will be more of that to come. Let's turn the focus to now, obviously, you know, entrepreneur, and that comes with a lot of different experiences, both, you know, triumphant and happy, and obviously some challenging. Did you want to maybe share with us some of the memories, or maybe some of the biggest challenges and some of the biggest success stories along the journey?
I think that the main challenge is to make football affordable to as many soccer players as possible. So we are always trying to optimize technology, reduce cost, make the system cheaper, and to make it not only for rich clubs like our competitors do now. So I think it's a big challenge, and this is a very interesting task because it's very hard to make with high technology product to optimize it.
Yeah, for sure. And how about on the other side of things? What about some of the one of the bigger triumphs or successes?
Oh, successes! For example, last year we became part of Skolkovo Innovation Center. Is the biggest innovation area in Russia, so it's very difficult to become a resident of it. So your product must be really innovative and competitive. Another thing is that during World Cup in Russia, Spanish national team were using our system during World Cup. And they are living in Krasnodar, and football is was in excess of them there.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, well, looking ahead for the rest of 2019, what are some of the things that we can expect to see from football for the rest of the year?
We are planning to put into operation three more food bots in Russia. We are working on it now, and we also hope to make installation outside of our countries, so, for example, in Spain or England, and we are have some negotiation with Saudi Arabia, and in addition, we're developing amazing software feature using artificial intelligence. We are creating the system which can identify players' techniques, mistakes automatically using only video cameras without coach. So we think that a better version will be ready very soon.
I look forward to it. I really, really do. Well, Vlad, thank you so much for joining. Looking forward to seeing all these developments. And, you know, it goes without saying, I want to congratulate you on what you've achieved so far. Obviously, we've only really known you as part of the Hype family for just under 1 year now, but I'm sure there will be many more memories and many more opportunities to come. So good luck, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Bye.